Murray, Gay Davis, Eyewitness News, Parliament.
It's emerged one of the NGOs that housed psychiatric patients from Life Esidimeni has had over 40 million rand in donations since 2006. A new board took over at the Takalani Home for the Mentally Handicapped last December and says it arrived to little or no paperwork and had to begin patient assessments from scratch. The NGO, which is located in Diepkloof, Soweto, is where many of the first victims of the Life Esidimeni tragedy died. At least 144 patients died in 2016 after the Gauteng Health Department unlawfully moved them from Esidimeni facilities to illegal or ill-equipped NGOs. Masego Rahlaga has more.
Former staff here at the Takalani Home for the Mentally Handicapped have allegedly destroyed files and other records which could set back police investigations. The home's director, Judgment Gumede, says many were fired for wrongdoing last year, while some resigned. Gumede says an investigation has shown private donations and government subsidies worth millions of rands have been unaccounted for.
All those donations that were coming into the organization's coffers, they were all taken, stolen out of the institution.
He also says two previous board members were charged with 99 counts of mismanagement and other offences. Masego Rahlaga, Eyewitness News, Soweto.
The South African Chamber of Baking says the recent fall in the bread consumption in the country could be attributed to a good maize harvest, resulting in South Africans switching back to porridge as it's become more affordable. The Pietermaritzburg Agency for Community Social Action